On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, we asked for your genius dog stories.
Tom Gleisner puts us to the test with, have you been paying attention?
And what is happening with Matt's Hits From Your Hood Rot Nest?
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
This Big Breakfast Catch-Up is for Allianz Home and Motor Insurance. Ah, Allianz.
If you haven't got a dog in your life, you've had one, you're about to get one, or someone you know around you is bringing a dog over for a doggy visit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, they're just in our worlds, they're in our lives, and I know you guys are sort of in that zone right now.
We love them.
I love the dogs.
But maybe they're dumb.
We've always thought dogs are smart. Everyone says dogs are intelligent. You know, they can do all these fancy tricks, and also people just think that they seem to really understand humans.
Yes.
But researchers from the University of Exeter are saying, actually, dogs compared to other domestic animals, they really don't have the smarts.
Okay. Well, the interesting thing for me is they're saying, yeah, sure, pigs, dolphins, sea lions exhibit similar traits as dogs, but you're hardly going to have a sea lion in the house.
Why not?
You know, there's a reason that dogs are quite convenient.
Well, I'm quite happy to get a bigger swimming pool.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But Captain Paul's dog, Bella, knows to sit next to me every day just in case she gets that one.
That's true.
That's right.
It's once a month you'll get a morsel of toast.
Isn't that smart?
But that's enough.
Well, we want to know how your dog is a genius. Denise is in High Wycombe. Denise, tell us what your genius dog can do.
Okay, so not my dogs, but I was on a tour up in Kununurra. And of a banana plantation, I can't speak. And there were two dogs. Mm. And at the end of the tour, the owner gave them each a banana. Mm-hmm. And one of the dogs peeled the banana and ate the banana. The other dog sat and waited and looked at all of us until one of us got the banana and peeled it for him, and then he ate it. And the owner said, which dog was most intelligent? The dog that learned how to do it or the dog that learned to wait for someone else to do it?
Yeah, you're right. Hired help.
Wow.
As a very lazy person myself, Denise, I think I know which dog I'd go for.
Doggo too?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's pretty impressive, peeling a banana.
It was amazing. It was, you know, got his paws peeled and, they both, it was very entertaining and I still don't know which one is more intelligent.
Who can tell?
Anyone else think that was a joke in the setup? Because it sounded like it, didn't it?
Yeah, it did a bit, yeah.
Thanks, Denise.
Two dogs walking to a bar.
I wonder what that dog's doing with itself now.
Yeah.
Jackie's in Kingsley. Jackie, tell us about your genius dog.
Hi, guys. Unfortunately, we haven't got her with us anymore. Uh-huh. But two things. She used to come and wake us when she'd hear the paper man come down the street.
Oh, yeah.
So we'd let her out. She used to wait until he did his round, come down near us, go down on the lawn next door, do 2 360s, then get the paper and bring it up to us.
Oh, that's pretty good.
She spins.
And the other thing is we'd say, go and get your dish for her meal. She used to come out, and if it was upside down, we'd say, how can we use that? And she used to flip it over with her paw and wait. But if the dish was up the right way, and we'd say, you know, how are we going to do that? She would just stand there and look at us.
She knew.
Say, well, it's up the right way.
Yeah.
Cute.
That is a cute story. Thank
you, Jackie. It's pretty
genius. Yeah. And, gee, it's been a while since anyone's been that excited to get the West.
Yeah. Reynolds in Naranda. Reynolds, tell us about your genius dog.
Well, there's a bit of a story, and I don't know how much time I've got, but back in the 70s, early 70s in Cambalda, there was a big storm that came through and blew all the tiles off the roof of the hotel. So the following day or the day after, the tilers went up there to repair the roof, and the dog followed them. There's a stairway that goes all the way up, and there was a door in the roof where you could just jump straight onto the roof. Anyway, cut a long story short, it would sit up there at school time, or towards the end of school time, and would sit there waiting because from there it could see the school, and it could see us kids coming home. So she'd sit there, and then when we crossed the road, she'd come down and greet us. Then she would go back over the pub and sit there because from there you could also see the only road into town and she could see my dad's car. And when my dad's car come home, she'd go back down, meet dad at the home, and then those two would go off to the pub.
Oh,
yeah, that is cute.
Oh, see, they are smart.
Yeah, and a lot of habitual
learning.
They've
got to have some brains.
Yeah, that's pretty clever.
Absolutely. Well, and you know what they do, you know, you like knowing the owner's car and whatnot and being there and greeting you, it's the emotional thing that they do.
Yeah.
They make you feel like you really matter.
Yeah.
And I don't know that sea lions do that.
Well, I think it might be a bit more dangerous.
Yeah.
You got to wait till you get a sea lion. We'll see.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Thanks, Reynold.
Yeah, good on you, Reynold.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Have you been paying attention is back on. That's a good lesson for those heading to school
today.
It is,
yes.
It's back on Channel 10 at 8:30 p.m. tonight. Tom Gleisner joins us this morning. Morning, Tommy.
Good morning, guys. Nice to be with you. Another Monday, another show.
Oh, isn't it? Tom, how much do you feel like you have to pay attention when you do the show?
I try, but no one. I realise there's just too much news coming across all our desks that to stay across everything. So I just basically, I'm the bachelor expert on the show, and then we sort of handle other portfolios with other people.
Well, yes. I mean, we quite often play a surprise quiz in here, which I suffer terribly at most times because it's Matt versus myself and we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, surprise the hell out of the two of them.
But we also thought that maybe you would be better off to quiz us because then Clazy can be a part of it and we can see where Clazy really lies in all of this as well.
We can probe our areas of expertise. We'll do a radio version of Have You Been Paying Attention? Oh, are your hands on your buzzers?
They are, mate, but we were promised Chris Brown.
He's off being rejuvenated at a spa somewhere.
Being handsome somewhere.
That's right, exactly. You got me, guys. All right. Well, let's start with a bit of Bachelor. We've been to Bali and Fiji, but this year's Bachelor finale took place in what exotic location?
Matt.
Oh. Yes.
New Caledonia.
You got it.
You did get it.
Very subtle product integration. I think we only had 27 shots of the airline. All right, Matt, you're one.
Matt got it as opposed to the girls on the show.
Exactly. Well, thank you. All right, now the Bachelor has fled Australia. Where is the honey badger?
Matt.
I don't remember my name.
I just know.
No, you know.
The Kokoda Trail.
How good is that? I really wanted to escape the paparazzi.
Yeah.
It is so clever, isn't it? Because you can't be, you know, ridiculed for walking the Kokoda Trail.
Oh, no, you can't.
So charity. It's charity.
Got it. All right.
Planned 8 months ago, yeah.
Matt is on two and using the scoreboard, looking a bit blank.
Yeah,
all right, Melania Trump made her first solo overseas trip this week.
Clazy.
Clazy.
Egypt.
Yes. One of the countries. Oh, Africa in general, Middle East, Africa, yes.
You have been paying attention.
Wow.
Only once.
Yeah, well, it's 1 point. It's more than someone's got. All right. Kim, come on, this is for you. There was an embarrassing standoff at Buckingham Palace yesterday.
Matt.
After who turned up? Unannounced, ooh. Matt.
It was Meghan Markle's sister was turned away.
Sam.
Yeah. Oh, you called her kooky. That's an interesting.
Well, when you hear what happened, she just rolled up and said she wanted to see her half-sister. They said no.
Yeah.
She didn't just immediately storm off. She went to the gift shop and purchased some merchandise, then stormed off. All right, David Kosh from Sunrise notched up a milestone this week. What was the milestone?
They cryogenically froze him and brought him back out to do the read.
Kimber.
How dare you.
Clazy.
Clazy.
He notched up 200 fantasy games for Port. I don't know.
I don't know.
What get this, 16 years on Sunrise.
You're kidding.
Wow, really? Nicely played, Koshy.
Yeah, well,
can you imagine getting up that early for... Well, you guys probably can.
Yes, we can. Thank you.
It's ridiculous.
All right, I think Matt is still well and truly had a couple... Well, shall we call this
the
final one?
Okay. The decider.
The decider. Well, for some of us who have scored. All right, the new series of Doctor Who returns tonight on the ABC. What's special about it?
Clazy, female Doctor Who.
Could you sound more excited?
No, I was thinking Matt got him first, actually, to be honest.
That's all right.
The first female Doctor hits our screens this evening. I think Matt might say...
Well done, mate.
Yes, I've been paying attention.
Good job.
Good on you, Matt. Paying attention mainly to The Bachelor, though.
I know.
Just for a reference.
I know, terrible.
And well done, Tom, for getting through us talking all over you. Well done. Good job.
Absolute pleasure. Nice to probe your attentiveness.
We'll catch you on the telly tonight, mate. All the best.
Thanks, guys.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Clazy, Matt and Kimber here for Allianz Home and Motor Insurance.
Yeah, you know, everyone's got a thing that they're good at, right? I don't know what yours, Kimber, is. Like, you know, eating cheese.
Probably.
Mine's doing very little. But with Allianz, it's insurance.
That's their
thing.
That's their thing.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. Your thing could be the dancing, fishing, surfing. Their thing is the insurance.
Yeah, leave it to them.
What about someone like me who can't do anything? They just show me up every time.
Mm.
Your thing is your car, then car insurance is Allianz's thing.
Yeah. Allianz.com.au or 131,000.
Ah, Allianz. cats.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Yeah. Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tits from your hood.
Well, Friday was a first in the world, was it Friday? Of Matt's Hits from Your Hood, because some cheeky so-and-so put Rottnest Island on my wheel, on my suburban wheel.
Suburban wheel stretching a little beyond the suburbs.
And it came up.
Yeah, they snuck it in amongst them, didn't they? It was pretty interesting.
I think it's fair. I think Rottnest is a suburb.
It basically is, isn't it?
You just pop over there on the ferry. Well, easy.
So many of us have spent so many, had so many memories, especially childhood memories or adult memories at the Quokka Arms, of spending time over there. It's pretty much our hood to a large degree, isn't it?
Look, I'm not complaining. I know it sounded like I was, particularly if we get a free trip over there. But it's been great, and do continue to give me your memories of dear old Rottnest. A lot of people talking about the rough ferry trip over there.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling a little seedy, and I remember from my drinking days, it's more about the coming home ferry.
Well, it is.
With the hangover on the Sunday morning.
You should talk to my old man, Brian. He worked there for 10 years.
Did he?
Worked at Rotto for 10 years.
He's a painter and stuff, wasn't he?
Painter and maintenance.
Yeah.
And see, when he talked about the boat on the way over, he said quite often it was the tourists that don't have a lot of experience on boats.
Right.
And they wouldn't be feeling very well. And so they'd sit up the front down the bottom of the boat, filling their lunch bags with lunch, which, you know, not what you do when you're feeling sick.
Yeah.
You don't go to the front of the boat and underneath.
Matt, there are some crucial things you have to put in.
Okay.
Bakery.
Yes, I'm getting that message. Yes.
They make a really big Lamington. Huge.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
oh, as big as your head.
And a big vanilla slice.
Okay, this is cool.
Kimber speaking from experience there.
Yeah.
Lamington. Yep.
Less time at the Arms, more time at the bakery.
Yeah, of course. Okay. And all the landmarks as well, Thompson Bay and the Basin and so many others as
Yes. And, of course, the dear old Quokka is going to get a run.
No doubt.
There's no doubt about
that. Well, star of the show, I'd imagine.
Yeah. I've got a, you know.
What about the War Tunnels tour? Have you been to that?
Look,
what are you giggling at? I've done that. It's very interesting.
You always talk about the war tunnels.
You really do. You bring them up a lot.
It's very interesting.
What was your highlight of the war tunnels?
Well, it's just a really cool, you know, bit of history. Go out there. You can actually ride out there on a Segway too. Go out on a Segway up to the point there where the guns were. And
is that how they did it in World War II?
No, less with the Segway, more with the tunnels.
Well, okay. More a stick with no wheels.
Well, it's there. Mm. Lots of people don't know that's at Rottnest.
No. Have you got shares in the company or something? Because you keep throwing
it up. Up because I like Kimber getting distraught about it.
The first time I show any interest in the history of our state or anything that went on with war, and you guys are picking on me about it.
No, we're interested in it. It's just that you bring it up quite often.
You really do. It's really captured your imagination.
I think that's pretty cool, really.
Because I'm not a snorkeler and I don't care about the beach.
That's true.
So there's nothing else to do at Rottnest for me.
Oh, we must go and see their war tunnels.
I want you to write a book on them.
Fantastic.
I'd buy the book.
Well, grandma would love that I'm saying war tunnels. She'd love it.
Jason, be careful on your Segway, love. We're going to go and see the war tunnels after this.
Okay, fine. Someone make him go so that he can come back and say, oh, it was kind of interesting.
Have you ever seen the war tunnels, Captain Paul?
No, from the outside, yeah. When I rode past them, I just strictly to go surfing, yeah.
No. Kimber and you can have a briefing.
Whatever. You go write your hits from your hood. Don't even worry about them. Don't worry about the history of it.
It's been fun.
Lamingtons, Quokkas, war tunnels. Got it. Done.
Yep.
Done.
Yeah. Where can people help us out with more info?
Get onto Facebook. Okay. And, thanks to to my mate who's told me I should do it to We Didn't Start the Fire, Andrew.
Yeah.
Way too many lyrics.
Yeah.
No way.
Okay. Good suggestion, but he's not taking it.
Yeah, We Didn't Start the Kimber.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning.
Uh-oh.
It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
You know me, love a bargain. I was going past this hock shop on the weekend and I saw this TV for sale in the window, only $20, and the volume was stuck on max, and I thought, gee, I can't turn that down.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for Allianz Home and Motor Insurance. Ah, Allianz.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.